And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about from way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back on over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. I'm about to jump into my triple dipper, but I got to tell you, there's a couple of news stories that are just wow. Like, I'm just saying, these are just wow. So here we are, just a few days after a school shooting in which a transgender individual went into a school, killed three babies, basically, three nine-year-olds, and three other adults. It's going to come out, but I believe we're going to find out that this was a lashing out at a Christian school because of the effort by Tennessee lawmakers to deal with transgender activism through the treatments on minors and all that. And guess what happens today? I mean, right after the shooting, President Biden says it's gun control that's got to be done, and he says the Second Amendment, oh by the way, is not absolute. That's his response to babies being killed in their school. And then today, this just beats all I've ever seen, man. Today, Biden has issued a new proclamation. Story just came up on Fox News in the last hour. Biden says transgender people help shape our nation's soul and issued a day or official proclamation naming tomorrow the Transgender Day of Visibility. Shut the heck up. The Transgender Day of Visibility. And the Second Amendment is not immutable. How about this? Here's an idea. Maybe take a week, catch your breath, and honor the victims of the school shooting before you rush out there to pander to the, you know, the very minor, small community in this United States who appear to have one of their members at fault. There's an idea. Wow. The Transgender Day of Visibility. Ooh, because they shape our nation's soul. Yes, because certainly it was transgenders who planted the flag on top of Iwo Jima, Mount Surat. But was it not? Yeah, I'm just looking at it going, wow. Where does it end? Where does this end? Hopefully it ends in 2024. That's what I got to say. Hopefully in 2024, we're through with this mess. It takes a lot for me to get to the point that I just want to just throw up my hands and maybe throw up on the floor. But the truth be told, this is ridiculous. All right. Catch me, Boomer. I'm about to spin out of control, bro. You better find that mute button. Boomer's got two major buttons over there on his desk. One sends us to break on schedule with all our stations. The other one is the dump button in case something bad gets said. And he's got 8 seconds to hit that red button and dump it. What was the other major story? Oh, the other major story is we just found out this morning that a Wall Street Journal reporter has been arrested in Russia and accused of spying for the United States. Right. So we're going to find out how this goes down. But right now, this is the first time since the Cold War era, I believe, that we've had someone arrested in the former Soviet Union and accused of spying. But that's where we are right now. That's where we are in our relationship with Russia. Now, granted, we are funding the war that they're trying to fight when they invaded Ukraine. I get it. They're aggravated with us. This is a bad step, though. This is a bad, maybe an overstep. And you got to watch in intense environments, you got to watch missteps like this. They're testing the Biden administration to see what they can get away with. And they're testing hard. And thus far, I don't think Biden is really measuring up. So we'll keep you posted on those two stories. You know what? I probably won't talk any more about the Transgender Day of Visibility. But I will say this. Antifa has declared Saturday to be the Transgender Day of Vengeance, whatever that means. I did also see, too, that Daily Wire pundit and conservative host Matt Walsh, he canceled a speech in Virginia because of threats against his family. Said that he felt like his family had to come first. He was going to stay home and be with his family because not that they were going to come to the speech area. They were threatening his family. So I'm just telling you, man, this is where we're at. But it ain't going to work. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and said the flip side of Russia's 2112 album, which I love, by the way, says the song "You Don't Get Something for Nothing." The lyric is, "Oh, you don't get something for nothing. You don't get freedom for free." Thank you, Brian, for that deep cut from Rush's 2112 album. One of my favorite albums, by the way. Rita from Scottsboro says, does the Transgender Day of Visibility have anything to do with the Transgender Day of Rage? It was a vengeance is what you're thinking of, Rita. And she says, I think we've already seen that Monday. Yeah, we did from one person, but they were calling for organized events, telling people to show up with masks in D.C. and that kind of stuff. All right, we'll keep you posted on it. In the meantime, let me jump over to the Triple Dipper. So here the deal is, when free isn't free, I am looking at legislation, I'm looking at government action, and I'm looking at investigations right now by Republicans in D.C. that are just basically blowing the socks off of anyone who believes that there are not encroachments on our constitutional liberties. If you think for a second that our constitutional liberties are just, you know, we're just fine, everything's fine, wake up! Wake up. So here's the first one. We got the text a moment ago, Jeff from Green Hill, had texted in about something called the Restrict Act. Well, last night when I was watching TV, I saw Jesse Waters had Senator Lindsey Graham on the show and was wearing him out. I mean, like wearing him out and for co-sponsoring a bill. And what was funny was that Lindsey Graham was caught off guard. He's like, Jesse, I'm going to have to go review that. And he said, Senator, your name's on it. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, yeah, but I'm, you know what? You're telling me things about it I didn't know were in there. Well, Senator, you co-sponsored it. Now, I've seen that happen before, by the way. I had a standing rule in Montgomery. And by the way, our bills were, generally speaking, much shorter than what you see in D.C. But I had a standing rule. People would always come to me and say, hey, man, you want to co-sponsor my bill? What is it? Oh, it does this, this, and this. Really? If I liked the tone of it, I'd say, yeah, I want to read it first, though. Oh, well, I got to drop it in now. Well, you want me to drop it in with my name on it without me reading it? And I would just say no. So I mean, there were times when they were so short, I could just say, hand it to me real quick, and I'll bring it back to you. And I would read through, and I go, yeah, this is good. Or, yeah, no way. But standing rule, know what's in it before you put your name on it. So the Restrict Act, what is that? Well, the Restrict Act is being called by PJ Media to be a Trojan horse. The Restrict Act makes the... what's the one from the right after 9/11? The Freedom Act. I'm having a brain cramp. Cold medicine. So I'm gonna do that all day long. Remember, when I forget what I'm trying to say, I'll just yell cold medicine. It's like squirrel. but the Restrict Act is ostensibly designed, according to this article, to help protect Americans from TikTok. Yeah, TikTok. You know, TikTok, that silly little video thing where people give a whole lot of their personal data and allow themselves to be monitored, and who knows what other Trojan horses are embedded in it, some kind of, you know, internet worms or things that get into your systems and hack your data. All right. Owned by the Chinese government. It's bad. It's got spyware. It's masquerading as fun, but it's spyware. But the Restrict Act goes a whole lot further than ever just dealing with TikTok. I mean, if you want to deal with TikTok, just say, if you're built by the Chinese, we're not going to use you on a government phone. Just say it. But the Restrict Act goes literally, the article points out, after anyone whom the powers that be deem to be a threat, anyone, not any government or agency or thing. And the determination, believe it or not, if the bill was to pass, would be made by the Secretary of Commerce. Secretary of Commerce. So here's the actual verbiage of the legislation. It says, in general, the secretary, in consultation with the relevant executive department, which could be, by the way, the FBI, the DOJ, anybody, and agency heads, is authorized to and shall take to action to identify, deter, disrupt, prevent, prohibit, investigate, or otherwise mitigate, including by negotiating, entering into, or imposing, or enforcing any mitigation measure to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States that the secretary determines. And then it goes on to say things like poses an undue risk, creates a harm to others, could have catastrophic effects on security or resilience of critical infrastructure, blah, 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 blah. Basically what it says is this. If the Restrict Act passes, if the Restrict Act were to pass, the Secretary of Commerce would have the ultimate authority to do whatever is necessary to anyone that doesn't meet the narrative they want met. Now, that could be bad things. That could be true espionage. That could be true, dynamic action against critical infrastructure. That could be anything like that. But It could also be those who just spread COVID misinformation or whose cell phone pinged near a tower somewhere in the January 6th riot area. You know what I'm saying? So any number of these things, this is so broad. I mean, as an attorney, when I'm answering someone's request for information, if I see something that goes way beyond the pale, one of the main objections is overly broad and unduly burdensome. This legislation, y'all, is overly broad and unduly burdensome. I mean, they can do things like they can jump into your technology without a warrant. I'm reading you from the bill. They could take down mobile networks. They can do things that relate to your software, hardware, or other products or services integral to data hosting or computing services, cloud-based systems. I mean, all of it. They can basically get into anything they want to get to. And oh, by the way, guess what? Unlike almost everything else in government, you are not allowed to ask questions. What are you talking about, Phil? You're always allowed to ask questions. This is America. Yeah, my point exactly. This is America. But it literally says in the bill, subparagraph F, there is no right of access to a FOIA request. FOIA, you know, Freedom of Information Act, is inapplicable in this case. The Restrict Act does not need to pass. It does not, and Lindsey Graham should be ashamed for having his name on it without having read it. So if you are aware of how to contact your congressman or U.S. senator, I would. I mean, don't bother the guys in Montgomery. That's your state representatives. Call the ones in D.C. and tell them, the Restrict Act, you have deep concerns. It does not need to pass. Please vote no or table it indefinitely. Who brought this bill? This is one of those where you look at it and go, is this a Democrat? Did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez come up with this bill? Hey, Boomer, while I'm opining over here, see if you can figure out who's the sponsors of the Restrict Act, all right? Just type in sponsors Restrict Act, see what you get. That's just going to be interesting to see. Actually, you know what, Boom? It is a break time. I'll help you search while I cough with the microphone off. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. We're on number one of the triple dipper. I'm talking about when free isn't free. And that Restrict Act we talked about a moment ago, before I could even finish coughing during the break, Boomer already had us the list of sponsors. Yeah, primary sponsor, Democrat Senator Mark Warner of Virginia and Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin. They're both Democrats. And then you got Republicans, some of which are some of the more moderate, like almost Democrats themselves. You got John Thune, Dan Sullivan, Jerry Moran, Mitt Romney, Susan Collins. Gosh, who else? Of course, Lindsey Graham, Tom Tillis, Chuck Grassley. So I look at this list and I go, yeah, okay, bipartisan, but certainly not a list of what I would call conservatives. 11 Republicans, 10 Democrats, 21 sponsors total. That bill needs to die in a pile. It just needs to die in a pile. I'm hoping right now that Lindsey Graham, after he got called out last night on Jesse Waters, went back to the drawing board, called his staff in and said, what in God's name have y'all got me into? And so, and by the way, they know better. I was texting a minute ago, my brother texted in, he's listening to the show, and he says, you know, all those bills are written by, you know, K Street lawyers, and I know they are, but you still got staff. You got to read them. You got to know what you got into. We got some texts that came in. Paula from Lacey Springs helped me with my memory. The Patriot Act. That's what I was trying to think of. The Patriot Act. Yeah. Allie from Athens again says, me thinks that Restrict Act needs to be restricted like yesterday. I totally agree. Brandy from Athens just says, happy Thirsty Thursday. I'm not sure what that means. I guess it's already 5 o'clock somewhere where Brandy is right now. But anyway, thank you, Brandy. Appreciate you. Somebody has texted in and said, isn't tomorrow April Fool's Day? No, that'd be Saturday. That would be the day of trans vengeance is April Fool's Day. That makes sense. Hey, by the way, you just texted that in about April Fool's Day. Tell us who you are and where you're from so we can put you in the system. JT from Lacey Springs, here it is. You ready, Boom?
Yeah.
Call the Restrict Act jackassery. Hit the button. Right. That's it. Jackassery. That's exactly what it is. Jeff from Indiana says, you got to remember Lindsey Graham was John McCain's best buddy. Yes, he was. Indeed. Jeff from Green Hill again says, another important thing is that China and Saudi Arabia have made a deal not to use the U.S. dollar. And I agree, man. That's something we got to watch, and it bears more watching. What am I looking at here? I got something. I'll have to get into it. John from Pike Road sent me a series of texts with pictures, and I can't get into it right now. But, John, I will take a look at it during the next break. All right, you want to text in? You're welcome to it. You're welcome to it. The number here, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Just text us on in, and we'll take your comments. You're welcome to call in, too. Try to keep it on topic, if you don't mind. Back to the Triple Dipper, when free isn't free. I got a series of stories, all marked up and highlighted for your edification. So the very first one, okay, this is what they do, y'all. This is what they do. Free speech. Let's take that piece of the Bill of Rights. Free speech. Well, the Biden administration has been named as the largest speech censorship operation in recent history. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is testifying to the House Weaponization Committee, Weaponization of Government Committee, and about the details of a lawsuit that Louisiana AG Jeff Landry and he filed. And it's called Louisiana and Missouri versus Biden and others. They filed it in May of last year. They describe it as what they think is the most important free speech lawsuit of this generation. So they're saying right now that they've had plenty of chances now to do discovery in the last year. It alleges that coordination led to the suppression and censorship of truthful information on a scale never seen before in the history of the United States, using examples like the COVID lab leak theory that was suppressed, the information about COVID vaccinations, Hunter Biden's laptop, and a whole lot more. So the lawsuit is ongoing. Missouri and Louisiana, though, they've been able to gather documents. Their discovery is coming together, and apparently they still feel pretty good about their lawsuit. You know, sometimes as an attorney, I can tell you, you think you got a case until you dig into it and you find out, oh, I didn't see that coming. Or, oh, there's that information I wish I'd had when I filed the suit. But sometimes, though, you get in there and all you do is get confirmed. And apparently that's where Missouri and Louisiana feel they are. They even deposed an FBI agent about the Hunter Biden laptop story, which revealed that, in their words, quote, the FBI deliberately planted false information about hack and leak operations. We know that to be true. That's what the FBI trying to, hey, you know, you might not want to run these stories. If you hear something about a laptop, you might want to steer away from that, man. It might be a hack job by the Chinese. Really? Oh, we'll stay away from that, said the New York Times. The lawsuit has uncovered what they call a censorship enterprise so vast it spans over a dozen significant government institutions like the White House, the CDC, the FBI, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the National Institutes of Health. It's ridiculous. I mean, Biden said when he came into office he was going to do what he called a whole-of-government approach. Well, by God, he's doing it on things that shouldn't happen, like censorship and limiting your freedom of speech, which is guaranteed to you in the Bill of Rights. So when free isn't free, there's one example right there. When we get back from this next break, though, I got this thing going, man. We're going to do what happened with the issue of due process. What's going on about freedom of the press? What do we have in terms of the right to bear arms? How about the freedom of religion? Or how about this one? Freedom of speech, expression, and the right to peaceably protest. All of those, all of them, are being investigated as having been attacked by the Biden administration. You wait and see. I'm going to lay it out for you nice and clear. That's what we do here. We lay it out for you nice and clear, right down there where the baby goats can get to it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. all you right side ruffians.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio for hour number two. The local, the state, the national, man, I'm telling you, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. So I'll go to the phones real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. What are you doing, buddy?
I'm sitting home figuring out how to pay for my $4,000 dental bill.
Oh, Lord. Boomer just told me you broke a tooth or something, man.
Yeah, implants apparently are very expensive. I didn't realize how bad, but
brother.
My gosh.
Oh, brother. I am sorry. How's the pain? You doing all right there?
Oh, yeah, no pain. Just the that pain's gone. The other pain's coming.
Oh, the other pain's in your wallet. Man, I'm sorry to hear it. Sorry, buddy. Well, what's on your mind the show? What you got?
Hey, you know, Phil, we don't have any constitutional rights. You only have constitutional rights as long as the executive branch enforces them. A good example of that is that the Alabama had all the gambling stuff going on, and even though it was illegal, because the attorney general didn't prosecute them. So,
that doesn't have anything to do with constitutional rights, but you're right. When the laws are on the books, you're supposed to enforce them.
Yeah, but it's the same branch of government, and that's what I'm saying. It's the courts can declare something, and Congress can tell you something and everything, but as long as the executive branch doesn't enforce those, how do you make the executive branch follow the law?
Well, that's where we are right now, too. All these articles I've got, the highlight of these articles is the fact that we have a checks and balances in place. At the very least, Republicans, even though it's narrow, they got a narrow majority back. And they're doing what they can right now to draw attention to it. You got to know, if Nancy Pelosi was still in there, we wouldn't hear a boo about any of the stuff that I've got today.
Oh, no. But the thing about it is that basically if the executive branch can only guarantee your constitutional rights except for the Second Amendment, and then that's up to you to enforce your constitutional rights because that's the amendment that gives you the power to enforce the rest of them.
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, if the laws are on the books, which includes the Constitution, which is the ultimate authority in the land, then yeah, it's got to be enforced. But that's where I tell you what. I mean, I'm not losing heart yet. I get ill over stuff like this Restrict Act they're proposing. But at the very least, we've got people calling them out, and we got the executive is being held accountable by Republicans in the House, and that's we got to keep that up.
Yeah, well, just remember that this country is getting dumber every day, and I'm afraid of that because all you got to do is look around and see what's going on, and
they're still allowed to vote.
Yeah, the cacristocracy is put in place by people who are in the cacristocracy. I'm afraid
that's true. They put the least competent of individuals into office. But all right, Jeffro, you have a good day, man. Take care of that tooth, and we're sorry you're down, but we hope it goes well. See you, bud.
Thank you, Phil. Have a good one.
Let me go to the next one I got here. So I did, what was the last one? The last one I did dealt with freedom of speech. How about this one? Due process. You have a right under, I think it's the Fourth Amendment, to due process. You cannot be just arbitrarily, you know, stiff-armed or detained or, you know, treated harshly by your government without due process. Have you seen the story? Townhall.com is the one where I grabbed it from, but it's on multiple outlets. So Matt Taibbi is the reporter who was given the opportunity to, you know, get all of the, or one of the reporters given the opportunity to get all of the Twitter files, we call them, and make them public and begin to report on the collusion between the Biden administration and the big social media companies. Matt Taibbi was testifying before Congress the other day. And while he was testifying before Congress, an IRS agent showed up at his door. Is there a coincidence there? It's hard to imagine there's a coincidence there. He has never been told that there's anything wrong with his tax returns. He never had received any prior indication of any issues with his taxes. And yet, an agent shows up at his door and indicates that the agent will be back in touch with him soon because he wasn't there. Well, he wasn't there because he was testifying in a way that the administration doesn't like. Now, you may think it's a bean counter. It's somebody from the IRS. The IRS has arrest authority. The IRS has enforcement authority. So an IRS agent coming to your door actually has a badge. So this is not to be taken lightly. You have a right to due process. And for them to show up at your door feels a whole lot like intimidation. Jim Jordan, who is the House Judiciary Committee chairman, he sent a letter to the IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen demanding answers and documentation about the incident. He wants to know, you know, what the heck? In the letter, he says, in light of the hostile reaction to Mr. Tybee's reporting among left-wing activists and the IRS's history as a tool of government abuse, the IRS's action could be interpreted as an attempt to intimidate a witness before Congress, and we expect your full cooperation and with our inquiry. Let me remind you, it wasn't so long ago that the IRS was weaponized by the Obama administration. Remember Lois Lerner and the IRS? Think about it. Who was vice president? Oh, that's right, Joe Biden. So maybe somebody learned a little something-something about how he can weaponize arms of government. There's that one. Due process. So now we've gone through free speech, due process. How about freedom of the press? Freedom of the press. Yeah, how about, you know what, and there are times when it may even involve me. I come on here, I'm opining, but what if I have a source that gives me a story? What if I turn it over to another news source? Then I become the source. How does this work? Freedom of the press. Freedom of the press, if you don't have the ability to get the word out, then you don't have the ability to hold people publicly accountable. Do you remember this from 2013? James Rosen, he was a reporter at the time for Fox News. Shocked to find out when court documents made it known that he had been targeted by the FBI because of a story he did, and they had launched an investigation on him to uncover his sources. This was what they called a level of government surveillance on a reporter that was unprecedented in the history of the United States. So the Justice Department came under fire. They had to deal with it. It was a whole lot of hullabaloo, and James Rosen came out okay. But you still look at it and go, wow, how does this happen when we have freedom of the press? Oh, wait a minute. That was during the Obama administration. Oh, wait a minute. Who was the vice president? Joe Biden. Maybe, just maybe, he learned a little something-something about how to weaponize another arm of government. So now you got, I've just kind of gone through them. This is the Biden administration and the previous Obama-Biden administration. We have issues of freedom of speech with censorship. We have issues of freedom of the press. We have issues with freedom related to due process. Well, how about this? How about the right to bear arms? Daily Wire. Karine Jean-Pierre dodges the question on whether Biden's proposed gun ban would lead to confiscation. So in the wake of the school shooting, once again, the Biden administration has leapt to the opportunity to tell you that guns are the problem, not the people who have the guns. It's the criminals, not the instrument in which the criminal used. But White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre refused to answer a question on Wednesday over whether Joe Biden's proposed ban on semi-automatic long guns would lead to the confiscation of millions of American guns. It was a reporter that literally asked the question. Does the president support not just banning the sale and manufacture of semi-automatic weapons, but further than that, actual confiscation? Her response, in classical fashion, I mean, she did break a lot of glass ceilings to get there. Let's make no mistake. She is a glass ceiling breaking press secretary. I mean, I just what else can I say? I mean, what a resume builder. I mean, what did you do to get this job? Well, I'm gay. Great. Come on in. I'm also black. Wow, you can start today. And I'm a female. You get a raise. Karine Jean-Pierre's answer, let me be very clear about the confiscation. Let me be very clear what we're talking about. AR-15s, this assault weapons ban, those are weapons of war. Okay, press her a little bit further. Confiscation, what are you going to do? Her response, she wants to blame it on Congress. She wants to blame it on Republicans. And then she said, he's happy to sign once that happens, like passing some legislation. Once that happens, he's happy to sign legislation that says, okay, we're going to remove assault weapons. And then she caught herself, says, we're going to have an assault weapons ban. Did she mean to say remove? Was it a slip of the tongue? All I know is they are keen on the idea of censorship of your speech. They are keen on the idea of limiting your rights to due process. And they are keen on the idea, oh, by the way, of limiting the freedom of press. And now we're talking about the right to bear arms. We're just working our way through the entire Bill of Rights, man. I'm going to come right back after this break, wrap this thing up. I'm going to tell you right now, the next two stories I got, they'll curl your hair. How about freedom of religion? How about freedom of expression and the right to peaceably protest? I mean, as long as you're just burning buildings, it's okay. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, I got to tell you, Badger from Athens has texted in and says he loves your jackassery sound effect. Perfect. Play it once
yes.
for us.
Yes. I got to turn off one thing to turn on another thing. There we go.
That's right. Jackassery.
There it is.
We're going to have to figure out, is there a sound effect you could use for a cacistocracy?
Oh, you mean the cacistocracy?
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight, sound, but of mind. A journey into a dreary society governed by its least suitable citizens. You are now entering the cacistocracy zone.
You forgot about that.
I totally forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. Why don't we use that? Oh, my. Now we're both going into coughing fits here. I got my coughing button here and then save the show. Oh, all right. So, listen, we got a little bit more here to go because, yeah, they're not through limiting your freedoms. So the next one I got is, I would say, is in freedom of religion category. So we're in number one of the triple dipper, when free isn't free. So I've covered right now efforts we can see with Joe Biden's administrations, whether it be his previous vice presidency or his current presidency, literally trying to limit the freedom of speech, limit the freedom of the press, limit the rights to due process. How about this one? Freedom of religion. So I don't know if you remember the story, but it came out right at a month and a half. FBI authorities, according to the Daily Wire, FBI authorities purged from its system an unclassified intelligence document that targeted traditional Catholics following a whistleblower leak. So first of all, it shouldn't have to take a whistleblower. I want to know who did it. Who made the document? Were they punished? Did somebody take them off the side and go, you know what, you're now going to be sweeping the hallways from now on. You're off the investigations. FBI whistleblower says the document was first published in an outlet called Uncover DC. Specifically points to, here's a quote, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists in radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. What? Okay. I guess this goes down to the whole Christian nationalist thing. Bunch of cis white males out there. This is where you get into Catholic cis white males, I guess. But anyway, the document draws attention to the so-called radical traditional Catholic, described as someone who rejects the Second Vatican Council as a valid church council, blah, 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 adheres to anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, and white supremacy ideology. I don't think that the word Catholic even had to go in there. If you want to go ahead and say they're anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, and white supremacist groups, okay. Where did Catholic come from? Well, it's an opportunity now for them to basically start reviewing Catholic churches. A spokesperson, though, for the FBI told the Daily Wire in an email that the Bureau had begun removing that document from its system after they learned it was there. After they learned it was there, it was already an internal communication that had gone out to all of the FBI agencies around the nation. Anyway, and the quote they gave was, "While our standard practice is not to comment on specific intel products, this particular field office product, disseminated only within the FBI, regarding racially or ethnically motivated violent extremism, does not meet the exacting standards of the FBI." I'd love to believe those exacting standards are still there. I am proud that they pulled the document. It's amazing to me that we had to point it out in a media outlet before they said, "Oh, hey, yeah, about that." And they say it's only an internal document. Well, that's okay. You're internalizing it to the people who are going to go and arrest Catholics. The last one I got before we hit to the break. The weaponization panel finds no legitimate basis for the DOJ school board memo. Phil, how's this got to do with the Bill of Rights? First Amendment allows you the freedom of speech, the freedom of expression, and the right to peaceably protest. Federal law enforcement, you may remember this. Federal law enforcement, by the way, this story just came out March 22nd, a week ago. Federal law enforcement had, quote, no legitimate basis for a Biden administration directive to tackle school board-related threats. School boards, remember this? Moms and dads don't want to see drag queens and sex books in their fourth grader's classroom. What do? You go to the school board. You make yourself known. Hey, 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 that's a little rough there, buddy. We're going to have to put the FBI and the DOJ on you. The House Judiciary Committee and its select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government made the determination. Using information that Chairman Jim Jordan had obtained from subpoenas to the DOJ, the FBI, the Department of Education, and top officials from National School Board Association, because, yeah, they were involved. And they found at the center of the issue, the letter sent to President Joe Biden in September 21 seeking assistance in dealing with threats of acts of violence. They're sexualizing our children. They're allowing CRT in the classrooms. But if we speak out, they want to say, "Hey, hey, we gotta start watching you. You might be a hate group." I got news. You have a right under the First Amendment to not just speak, but to even peaceably protest in doing so. You may assemble and do those things you have to do. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about BLM riots or Antifa burning down buildings. I'm not talking about things going awry left and right to where you've got to question your own personal safety. I'm just talking about going down to the school board as a mom and saying, "Cut the crap in my child's classroom." You are protected in that. So listen, I'm going to tell you, who was it texted that in a minute ago? Somebody has texted in and says, "Oh, Jerry from Meridianville, it's going to be a long 22 months. It might be, Jerry, but at least we got a majority in the House to keep an eye on things now. Hang in there, brother. But the Biden administration has just got its playbook underway. When Joe Biden was vice president, and now that he's president, we've seen attempts to curtail freedom of speech, freedom of the press, rights to due process, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to have an expression of your own, and, oh, by the way, the freedom of religion. Free isn't free if you just let it slip on by. So keep your head on a swivel. All right, coming right back, we got Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, giving us a call to talk about the way they took down the shooter at the school in Nashville. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.